Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
Oh, are you registered as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
As a Democrat.
Thank you. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other officers. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
The second one you mentioned.
Somewhat high?
Somewhat high, yeah.
Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today high-paying, in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. Option one, a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value that will have some of the school building projects. Will you vote yes or no for that option?
Yes.
Thank you.
You can just put me yes for all of them. I'm a school administrator, so you can just put me yes for anything for schools.
Oh, so you will vote yes for all the options that they have here, right? Well, let me just read them real quick. The second one is $150 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in a higher property taxes equals $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will pay for many but not all schools building projects needed. You will vote yes for that too, right?
Yes, I will.
And the other one is a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in a higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school's building and other service pension needs of the district. You will vote yes for that one, right? You will vote yes for that one,
too. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Move right along. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. Following up, opponents to tax increase file issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, way for high administration overhead costs, and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the opponent's statement?
I would say I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some famous supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Read each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvement at CCSD schools. You obviously, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch the first of its kind Aspiring Educators program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very professional. I want professional, not professional.
The middle one.
Somewhat professional. Thank you. A school building. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. But it professes somewhat, professes not professes.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Passing the Mill Levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competitive neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. Persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very professional, somewhat professional, not professional.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, so what persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for kindergarten to 12th grade schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year ballot issues if they want to improve their schools, buildings, or raise their teachers' pay. Very persuasive, so what persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. And more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very professional, somewhat professional, not professional.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very professional, somewhat professional, not professional.
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much for doing the survey. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I'll vote yes.
Yeah, thank you. And now, what is your gender, male, female, or other?
Hey.
I have to ask
female.
That.
Female.
Thank you.
That's okay, female.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
40 to 54.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry School District Schools?
No, I do not.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander?
I'm White.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. I appreciate it.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. What is it?